Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And welcome to another Focus on Community. How you doing? I'm Frank Rush. It is the weekend before tax time. Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about this weekend. I want to let you know, though, too, if you miss any part of today's program, we always have it available for you online as a podcast. You can either stream it or download it. Just head to our website and look for Focus on Community, and that's where it will be. Bob Grunis is the commissioner of the Department of Revenue for the state of Indiana. Bob, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Frank. Good to talk to you.
I'm guessing, of course, that you are probably busier than who knows what, you and everybody in your department, because as we record this, we're a week out from the tax deadline, which, of course, changed this year.
Yeah, it feels like Groundhog's Day, right? So, last year, you'll remember that in late March, both the IRS and then Indiana followed suit. We extended the tax deadline. And then, lo and behold, it happened again this year. It's a little bit different because the deadline was only extended 1 month this year. So that is now May 17th, which you're right. It's right around the corner. And, our team is busy as ever. Individual tax season is our largest peak season. We're either preparing for or executing that peak season throughout the year. But, starting in late January all the way through whatever tax day is, and then a couple months after, because things continue to roll in, we are busy as ever getting ready to process about 3.5 million individual returns and issuing about 2.2 million refunds to our Hoosier neighbors.
As far as the filing and refunds and stuff goes, how are we doing this year? I mean, we're only a week out. I don't expect to have, exact numbers, but is everybody sitting back and waiting till the very last minute, or have you already gotten a good portion of the state returns in?
That's a great question. And the answer is we've gotten a good portion of them in already. So, the IRS and then Indiana did not extend until late March. So a lot of the early filers, folks that were anxious to get their refund, and people have a normal routine. So a lot of people always file early. And then we've seen returns roll in pretty steadily. We were behind last year's pace, although that's not a good comparison because last year was also a peculiar year. We were behind last year for the first couple of months, but we've now exceeded what we had last year. So we're really about at 87% of what we expect to see throughout the year. So we'll get quite a number of returns in, both electronic and paper, over the next 10 days as they roll in and they arrive from all of our vendors, our electronic vendors, and also the post office. We're getting close. We're only about 10-13% behind what we expect.
You mentioned electronic to paper. There's an awful lot of different ways to file electronically. I know you can do it for free on the website. You can also use one of these vendors that have the software packages and stuff. How are we doing percentage-wise, paper to zeros and ones? Are more people, do you finally have a majority doing electronic now over paper, or is it still a majority in paper?
No, actually, it has been majority electronic for a number of years.
Okay,
we're a little north of 90% will come in electronic, which is just good news for everybody. Not only is it a wonderfully convenient way to file because the software vendors provide you not only expert advice and counsel, and they ask you all the right questions, and they know if you answer a certain question one way, they'll ask you other questions. They also do all the math right. they check the return to make sure that not only all of the proper data has been input, but also that it adds up and it checks between schedules and different parts of the return. So we're probably north of 90% are electronic, and that's good for everybody. We get better data. It processes much, much faster. I think I've shared this with you on previous chats we've had, but if you file electronic and ask for the refund to be deposited electronically to your bank, that's going to happen in under 14 days in most cases. If you file by paper, it has to go through a lot of manual processing, including not only the manual processing of the paper, but we have to data enter all of the data. Then, and this won't surprise you, a lot of times, and it's a much higher error rate if it's filed by paper. we see more mistakes, and then it has to be suspended for one of our tax analysts to review and maybe contact the filer. So electronic is the way to go. Lots of vendor options, and then you mentioned it, we have Indiana Free File. So folks that have a adjusted gross income under $72,000 may very well be able to file electronically, both federal and state, for free. And you can find that by just Googling Indiana Free File, or you can find it on our website at in.gov/DOR.
Now, I know that we talked before we actually started doing the show. I use one of the vendors that you get the software and you do it yourself. I'm cheap because they charge me to file electronically my state return, and it's cheaper for me to just mail it through the post office. But I'm cheap.
Well, maybe you're frugal.
You call it what you will, but
you are correct. I mean, you're in the perfect world, you would think we'd almost flip it upside down, right? We'd let people file for free if they did it electronic and then charge for paper. Now, we're not going to do that. I'm just saying that would that would motivate people to file electronic. But the reality is that obviously these very sophisticated and high quality software vendors, you know, they have enormous organizational capability that is not only tracking federal and all state and municipality tax rules that constantly change. They have very sophisticated programming, all the things that they do, and they're in the business to be a profitable enterprise. So if you choose to use their software and file it electronically through them, they are going to charge you. It is, you know, it is a pretty nominal fee, but some folks like yourself will choose to print it out and file it via paper.
I'm trying to save the post office. That's it. That's my excuse. I'm trying to save the post office. Hey, tell me, how hard is it for you folks at the State Department of Revenue? I mean, obviously you can't speak for other states around the country, but how hard is it for you guys when really at the last minute, the state changes the rules and moves the filing deadline out a month? I mean, does that really kind of mess up the works for you guys, or is it just a matter of going into the master program and flipping a couple of switches and it's all taken care of?
You've kind of described what our life has been over the last couple of months, as all of the changes have come from the IRS and the Treasury, which then trickle down to the states. I don't think I can probably describe how incredibly hard it is behind the scenes, because not only do we have to have lots of policy analysis and tax law analysis to figure out exactly how changes impact Indiana's tax laws, then we have to go to work to not only design and program and test and implement all of the system changes that are required, we also have to implement those across our entire operation, which is throughout our processing team and customer service and district offices, our training, our talking points. Every time something changes, it ripples through our entire organization so that we can make sure we've implemented the changes properly and provide the right advice and counsel. So, it may look like it's easy behind the scenes. I promise you, it's not. Behind the curtains, there are an enormous number of wonderful Hoosiers that are trying to figure out how to implement this stuff quickly and accurately. So, really hard, but that's what we're here for. I mean, we're a service organization, and we know that taxes are hard, and they're going to change. This has been a pretty outlier year with the number of changes, and our team has been burning the midnight oil consistently over the last few months to make all this work.
I know you guys probably have a lot more people working for you than a lot of people realize, but how hard has it been through the pandemic for you to do what you do? Because I know normally, electronic or otherwise, you guys do have processing centers. You have lots of Hoosiers working for you to get this all taken care of. But nowadays, we're supposed to be, you know, at least until everybody gets vaccinated or we change the rules on this, you're supposed to be 6 feet apart. You know, you're supposed to wear your face mask. And things have changed for you guys in the processing center. So how hard has that been to deal with?
Well, I'm probably singing the tune of all corporations, small businesses. It's been super hard. all of us had our world turned upside down. We say that we got thrown in a blender, and the blender has yet to stop. We have 650 good Hoosiers around the great state in 13 locations that before the pandemic, most worked, you know, in an office, in an operations center. And very quickly, we had to figure out how to keep all systems and operations and services running. And we had to implement all of the safety protocols, which we have done very effectively. We had to figure out how to engineer jobs that could be worked remotely to be able to do that, which was, you know, a heavy lift that we had to jump in quickly. We also, I mean, we have, of our 650, about 200 of those jobs, you know, they have to work from an office location because they're either serving the public directly or there's just some type of operational process that requires on-site work. So we had to figure out how to implement all of the proper CDC and Indiana State Department of Health safety protocols. We all had to, just like everybody else, we had to figure out how to work safely together. And then we had to figure out how to communicate and collaborate between the team that was on site and the folks that were doing, you know, amazing work remotely. We've had to do that throughout this entire time, and we're still doing it because, as you mentioned, you know, we still, nobody's figured this out. There are no black and white answers. Everything's a gazillion shades of gray. But thanks to the wonderful work of not only the Department of Revenue's wonderful team members, but just good work from all of our tax practitioner partners, the CPA Society, the Chamber, all of the folks that help us make this very complex tax world work. We've made it work, and we will continue to do that, and we'll get through this together.
Part of working from home cannot have been easy because for those that have paper filed, you can't just hand somebody a file box with 1,000 returns in it and say, here, go home and figure this out. I mean, because you've got security concerns and everything else. So this has really had to be a real nightmare for you guys.
Well, it's been an enormous challenge. You know, it's what is it? I think it isn't it an old curse that says, may you live in interesting times. You know, people, if you look it up, I think it's a curse.
Well, we wouldn't give her some boredom. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my goodness. I mean, what a challenge. And again, it's all corporations, all businesses, all families. I mean, right. I mean, everybody's had to figure out how to do this. And yeah, it's just been an enormous challenge that was presented to us unexpectedly. And, you know, it's Public Service Recognition Week this week. It really is nationally, and we've been celebrating it all week. And when we think about the folks across the state in all the different agencies, you know, our friends at Department of Workforce Development, the State Department of Health, you know, all of the agencies, including Department of Revenue, that have said, you know what, we've got to serve Hoosiers. We've got to figure out how to do this. It's a little clunky, right? Everything's a little clunky, but every day we're going to try to make it better. And we all took it as a challenge. And we said, we can't let our fellow Hoosiers down. And man, the folks across the entire state and all the different agencies have just done just amazing work throughout this.
Folks certainly do cuss you guys because they don't like the Department of Revenue taking their money, but they don't realize how hard you work to make sure that it's a small impediment as possible. So even though they may not like the underlying job you have to do, they're very glad that you do it right. So that's a good thing. Let me ask you, when it comes to taxes this year, was there any big changes this year that folks have been kind of stumbling over or need to go back and think hard? Did I get this right? Was there anything different that went on?
Well, the biggest complexity, which really is the most recent change, was the Fed, the IRS, they developed at the very last minute, they allowed on the federal return a deduction of the first $10,200 of unemployment payments. That's for the federal return, and that is it doesn't just flow directly to state returns because states all treat it differently. In fact, Indiana already has an unemployment exemption worksheet that it's got some complexity. All that information's on our website. So we've had to figure out how to communicate to mostly tax practitioners, but also Hoosiers that may have received unemployment this year, what they have to do if they are eligible to take that deduction at the Fed level. They actually have to add it back on the state level so that their adjusted gross income is accurate. If they're using software, this is another great benefit of software. If they're using software, the software vendors take care of that for them. But the unemployment deduction that happened very, very late, in fact, Indiana just decided exactly how they were going to do it about a week ago. That's been the biggest change that has some complexities, and we have lots of information on our website to help folks find their way through that.
I know there's a number of folks can call you guys direct if they want, if they have state questions. Are you having long wait times? Are there lots of calls coming in?
Yes and yes. it's that time of year. It's that time of year, which is always a challenge, but also because of all the changes and some of the ambiguity about what to do, the call volume is up, but we're still here to help. We also have, you know, 12 locations around the state, our district offices, where we're open and 5 days a week, and people can go visit and talk to our wonderful customer service team and get hands-on advice on exactly what they need to do. We don't help with tax returns, but we will help them with the processing of how to get things done and any questions they have. But they also can call us. All the information is on our website, but the number is 317-232-2240. And just be patient with us. We have lots of really good Hoosiers that are doing their very best to get to all the questions. And we will provide the support they need. They just need to hang in there with us.
And the website, if folks have questions, I know I'm sure they could probably email you or chat with you online, or at least go through the forms and find answers to questions, and also go through the step-by-step instructions you have. Where do they go there?
Yeah, so everything's on IN.gov, and our agency is the Department of Revenue, goes by DOR, so it's www.in.gov, and it's /DOR. And we can always use our friend Google. If you have any questions, you know, you type in Indiana Department of Revenue, you're going to get all kinds of links. If you have a question about, you know, Indiana unemployment exemption, you know, Google is our friend, and it'll ultimately get you to the web information and resources that'll really help you out.
Bob Grinnis is the commissioner for the Indiana Department of Revenue. You've had this job for what, 2-3 years now, has it been?
Well, I've actually been on the team for 4.5 years, but I just was honored to be invited to be commissioner 1 month before the pandemic hit. So it's been about a little over a year in the commissioner's chair, and it's an honor and a blessing to serve the great state of Indiana and all our Hoosier neighbors. Nobody told me we were going to throw a pandemic in the middle of it, but we're here to make sure that we continue serving Hoosiers, and we love what we do, and we're proud of the services we provide.
The department will be there forever. What about you? Has this made you want to pull the early retirement button, or are you going to stick around for a while?
Yeah, when things get really hard, we kid about, where's those retirement papers? that's all tongue in cheek. I was asked by Governor Holcomb to continue helping him take Indiana to the next level, and I'm loving every minute of it, and I plan on staying on that ride as long as I can.
All right. Well, Bob Grinnis is the commissioner of the Indiana Department of Revenue. We appreciate him being with us today. Again, tax deadline coming up on the 15th, so you want to make sure that you get everything in on time if you haven't already. IN.gov.DOR is their website. And, of course, if you have questions, 317-232-2240. If you need to, you can always go to our website, download this show as a podcast, or just stream it online if you've got any questions or you want to double-check what you heard. We appreciate Bob being with us today. We appreciate you listening, and we'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.